Hello Sagittarius, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, June the 24th and the whole week ahead. There's a new moon today and it falls in the sign of Cancer. And that means over the next couple of weeks you need to dig deep down into yourself, and I'm talking psychologically. This aspect can be extremely empowering for making a fresh start, but to do that means you've got to get rid of all of those negative forces deep down inside of you, of which we all have many. And the best way to deal with them is through facts rather than fantasy. Here's your Sunday stars. With Mars crashing into Jupiter, your ruler, hey, hold your horses, quite literally, because this aspect says and does things which can not be delivered. And the whole point of a Mars Jupiter is there is opportunity out there, but it's all about going through possibilities first, not grasping or grabbing the first thing that comes your way, because if you do, it could preclude you from getting something better later. And here's your Monday stars. When you've got a Mars trine Neptune floating around, then you've got fantasies, you've got beautiful stuff concerning image, and it's a very sexual energy around you these days, Sagittarius. So for instance, if you want to turn somebody on, then it should be through your shared mutual fantasies. And that's the point of this aspect. Only do things which you both consent to. That way you'll find mutual happiness. Here's your Tuesday stars. Put Mercury with Jupiter and you have big thinking, the big idea. But the problem with big thinking and the big idea is that they can get out of control. Start small and get bigger. And the other thing is, these are not, there's a tendency to make big broad brush strokes, assumptions, presumptions, when actually this aspect works better with small detail. And that's what you should be looking at now, the minutiae. Here's your Wednesday stars, where you've got Mercury and Neptune together and Mercury and Mars, your ruler, together. And all of that adds up to, again, a very sexual, responsive time. There is a lot of desire around you now, for you, from others or one person in particular, or from you to somebody else, or even a situation. It's powerful, it's sexual, it's passionate, it's intense. Here's your Thursday stars. Now, this is a good day for anything to do with your career. So if there's certain things professionally that you need to look into, then do it now. Because with the whole Virgo factor operating in your 10th house, then that is the one way to go now. Concentrate on an ambition. Go after it for all you're worth. Here's your Friday stars. Mercury Pluto, the difficulty with this is that you may overlook or neglect something to do with money or finance. And the trouble with this aspect, it could mean that legal eagles get involved. It could mean that you have to go to somebody in the legal profession to help sort you out. Or it could well be that somebody will come after you because you've just not been responsible. And now you're going to be held accountable when it comes to cash. Keep your economic nose clean. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.